The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
Back in 1978, Big Fatty came to California. This is very hard for me to talk about, but I have to tell you. He came to California, and my family invited him over on my recommendation for dinner because he was alone in California and he didn't have anywhere to go. And my mother had made this enormous, this huge dinner with the turkey. I mean, the whole, it was and the place setting, she used her best china. She was so proud. And so she wanted it to be so perfect. And he got very, very, Fatty came over and got very, very drunk. And in the middle of dinner, it was right between like the first course, the hors d'oeuvres, and the main course, he dropped his pants and shit all over the turkey, right on the table. And from then on, I've just had a bone of contention. There is nothing lovey. That's not true. He didn't take a dump on our turkey. I love Big Fatty, and Big Fatty loves me. And all the nonsense that goes back and forth between us is fun. It's just fun. Although I wouldn't put it past him to take a dump on my mother's turkey.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
He didn't take a dump on our turkey.
Yes! Gobble, 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 gobble. Hi. Oh, no. Yes. Well, hello, everyone. Big Fatty, you've already fucked it up. I guess we should be thankful that you still remember how to fuck. Oh, I know how to fuck it up. Coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I plan on fucking it up some more. Yes, Big Fatty, we expect it. Gobble, gobble.
Hello, pilgrims.
Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thanksgiving is going well. Big Fatty. Oh, I'm so thankful.
Are you?
Yes, Big Fatty. Especially after the news we received earlier this week that maybe Squeaky Kitty had been found.
Well, I've got an update on that. In fact, I'm going to play... I don't know if folks have heard this or not, but I think we may have figured out where Squeaky Kitty has been.
Oh, Big Fatty, you have news. Let's hear it.
Ceci, we're starting the show.
I'll hold your pee water. I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay, well, we really should.
Yeah, Squeaky Kitty says to hold your pee water, too.
Oh, yeah, the things I got to put up with.
He's got things to do. Well, we got things to do, right?
Ceci, hello.
The sandwich.
What? Are you ready to start the show? I'm ready to start the show.
Well, excuse me, but Squeaky Kitty and I were in the middle of a conversation.
Oh, so you and Squeaky Kitty?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What are you looking at?
Well, I don't know.
Squeaky Kitty, do you mind if I do a show with Toppy? Will you be okay sitting over here in the corner, Squeaky Kitty?
Sassy?
Yes, Toppy?
What are you doing?
My friend Squeaky Kitty is here to visit me, and I just want to make sure he's okay while we record.
All right,
oh,
Sassy.
Squeaky Kitty, are you going to be okay?
Okay, Sassy.
I knew you would be, Squeaky Kitty.
All right, Sassy. knock it off.
What? What's the matter?
We got a show to do. What do you got there?
Copy, it's Squeaky Kitty.
Sassy, if you're trying to imply that you somehow are the mastermind behind the strange kidnapping and disappearance of Big Fatty's Squeaky Kitty, don't make me laugh.
What?
'Cause you ain't got the brains for that.
What?
You ain't, no. Sassy, you do not have the brains to pull a stunt like that off. So I don't know what you got there. It's a Squeaky Kitty look-alike, but that ain't Squeaky Kitty.
Squeaky Kitty. It's Squeaky Kitty.
Sassy.
What?
Sassy.
Jesus, what?
Sassy, I've heard Squeaky Kitty.
Yeah.
On Big Fatty online. I've heard it.
So.
Heard it. And I've seen I've seen photos of Squeaky Sassy.
What?
That's no Squeaky Kitty you've got there. I don't know what you've got there.
Toppy.
But that's not Squeaky Kitty. I don't know what you're trying to pull or whatever, you know, what your deal is,
Come
but that's
on.
That's not Squeaky Kitty, okay?
course it is.
No, all right, knock it off. We've got to start the show.
Ooh, Squeaky Kitty doesn't like you.
Sassy, come on.
No, he doesn't like you, Toppy.
Squeaky Kitty does not like you.
Toppy, look out. Squeaky Kitty's going for your throat.
Oh,
look
Jesus.
Out, look out.
Yeah, Gussie, I don't know if you heard that on the old Stinkpot show or not, but evidently,
Big Daddy, I hope Squeaky Kitty's okay, but if Squeaky Kitty's with Sassy, I feel much better.
Well, anyway, it sounds to me like Squeaky Kitty and Sassy, they may have been having a humpity butt, Big Daddy, I don't know, but anyway, that segment went on quite a bit longer, Squeaky Kitty, that's the latest development on Squeaky Kitty. Yes, Big Freddy.
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up with Big Freddy. Oh, he is fat and thin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Yeah, Gussie. Now, y'all, you know, I asked, and several people came forward with some Thanksgiving traditions or Thanksgiving stories or things like that. So, y'all, that's what we're going to play today. Our first one's from Princess Hannah.
Hi, Big Fatty. It's Princess Hannah. My most favorite, but the Thanksgiving that sticks out the most in my mind is a very bittersweet memory. It was Thanksgiving of 2006. My father, as you all know how much I love and adore him, was living with me at the time because my parents had separated the previous Thanksgiving. And the one who got away, ex-boyfriend, were coming over for Thanksgiving dinner. And it was probably the most pathetic Thanksgiving dinner. Instead of baking a turkey, which I'd never done on my own before without the help of my mother, I made a couple of turkey breasts, and then I made all the trimmings. And then in subsequent Thanksgivings, I have pictures on my computer of the bird and all the trimmings and everything that we had done. And just have memories of my father sitting on a blue floral chair in my living room watching TV and eating dinner and then going into a subsequent trip to a coma. So I hope I've given you some content, and I will have the boys in this call you later to tell you about their shopping experiences. So as a child, I love the Black Friday sale. Go figure. All right, love you. Bye.
Dear Gussie. Dear Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Princess Hannah. And Princess Hannah, thank you so much for the Spanksgiving story. And I know that sometimes these things bring back some tough memories. But, you know, the nice thing is that we do still have memories. And even in the worst of times, something good oftentimes comes out of things, and it sounds to me like, despite
Big Fatty, she said her father went into a coma.
No, not a coma, a tryptophan coma.
What is that?
That's they've made this thing up that tryptophan makes you sleepy, and that's in the turkey. But y'all, what it really comes down to is it's carbs. It's just carbs.
Hello.
Okay, really quick, here's my Thanksgiving story. I was 13. I was at my grandparents' house.
Anyway.
It's 14 miles from the Canadian border. Mm-hmm. It was winter. It was Thanksgiving, so it was Thursday, and it was there was snow on the ground, lots of it. And my uncles had brought their sleds up to my grandparents' house, and my uncle Larry let me drive his sled, and I had my two aunts behind me, and I revved it up, and we went straight, and I don't know if the snow was blowing in my face. I can't even tell you what happened or whatever, but all I know is there was a tree, and it was like in the shape of a V, and I went through the barbed wire fence And after I picked myself up off the ground, and people, it's probably like a half mile from my grandparents' house to the tree. And there's people going around all the time. So it wasn't, we weren't there long before somebody saw that we were in danger or whatever. So anyway, I was driving and I go and I park that sled right there in the V of the tree. And I stand up and I go, oh my God, I lost my glasses. And I can't find my glasses. And I'm like, my mom is going to kill me. I can't find my glasses. And I don't even realize the damage done to that tough sled. But my uncle was just glad that we were alive. And they had just broke the mirror off that morning, or the window off, the windshield off that sled that morning, chasing rabbits or something, whatever. And this was, what, 25 years ago, 30? Holy cow, it was longer than I was going. It was like 32 years ago. Anyway, I cut my neck open. Probably could have been a lot worse. I probably could have been dead is what they told me. But anyway, I cut my neck open and my grandpa fixed it up, and maybe he learned it in the Army, but he fixed it up. And then my mom rushed me home 4 hours in a car because she didn't want me to go to the hospital up there because she didn't trust them, which is probably really weird. But anyway, so the worst part about it is that I have this super crush on this guy in high school, in junior high, and he never, ever paid attention to me. His girlfriend, Wendy, was just so beautiful, and he was just, like, so dreamy. And my mom made me go to school that next day on Friday. So we leave North Dakota at 4, get home at 9, go to the emergency room. I'm up until midnight, 1 o'clock. I'm like in pain. My face is cut up and scratched up. My neck is cut up and scratched up. And she makes me go to school. And this guy says, oh my God, who beat you up? And that was probably like the only time he ever talked to me. Like, well, that was one of two times. I could tell you the other time, some other time. But anyway, nonetheless, that was my Thanksgiving story. And by the time you play this, I will have sent you a picture of my scar on my neck. So, goodbye. He was so dreamy.
Yes. Y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, gobble, gobble. Happy Turkey Day to you. And just do me a favor and stay off the snow plows today. Big Fatty, the snow plows. And, y'all, this is a perfect example of how something bad turned into something good because Miss Bacon got old Dreamy to talk to her, and Big Fatty, we got Miss Bacon to call back. Yes.
Hello.
Oh my gosh, this is a horrible storyteller. So anyway, I stood up, I get up, and I'm anyway, like, I realize that I'm missing my glasses. And my aunt looks at me and she goes, oh my God, you're bleeding. And I touch my face and there's blood everywhere. And I go, oh my God, I'm bleeding. Anyway, so then I think I probably was in a little bit of shock. But nonetheless, too bad for you, Fence. I'm still here, so.
Big Fatty, I kind of assumed that if she had crashed into a tree, that she probably would be bleeding. Yes! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know I had two cans that came in that I was going to save and open here on Spanksgiving, and y'all, I brought them. I brought them with me, and I'm going to open them right now. Y'all, the first one, I think is from the Spam Bastard, although it may be from that Gus Chad. I don't know. Oh, but we'll find out here very soon. Yes, Big Fatty, it won't take long now. Let's just open it up and let's just see what we got here. You know, this is the one that says, please do not bend. And so, y'all, let's just see what it is. And Big Fatty, you can't open it. Yo, why can't I open that? Big Fatty, we don't know. Let's just see here. Big Fatty. Oh, here we go. And y'all, there's a piece of protective cardboard in there. It says fragile. And y'all, let's just open this up. And it's Big Fatty, look. Y'all, I think this is from Gus Chad. Y'all, it is a... Oh, this is beautiful. It says, Happy Thanksgiving. And y'all, this it is from Gus Chad. And y'all, the reason I'm confused about this is because Gus Chad and the Spambaster have the same post mock. But y'all, it says, Happy Thanksgiving. Life has been crazy for me. My bird, George, has been sick, so I didn't have time to paint something cool for you, but want to wish you a Happy Thanksgiving. What are you thankful for? And y'all, Gus Chad, by the way, I just checked before I started recording this show, and Gus Chad's still kind of stuck at that $450 mark of the $1,200. You know, his little bird, George, passed away. But y'all, he has painted a leaf. It is it's an actual tree leaf, and y'all, he painted a deer. And some trees on one side of it, and then on the back side, it says, Happy Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for? And Gus Chad, thank you so much. Well, first of all, I'm thankful for folks like you that send in content and send little giftettes and things like that to Big Fatty. That you're just entirely too sweet. And y'all, if you're feeling thankful for what you have and can help Gus Chad out, I'll put the link for his GoFundMe in today's little show also. And y'all, some of you have been extremely generous, and I just want to say thank you very much. And you know who you am. And y'all, it's not a matter of how much you give, it's the fact that you gave. And y'all, our last cat here, y'all, is from Princess Hanna. And Princess Hanna, it's, oh, look at that. Y'all, it's like a leaf. No, it's like a sunflower or something. And it says, Happy Thanksgiving to someone who grows more special every year. Big Fatty, does that mean special like the short bus? No, not at all. anyway, and it's love you always, Princess Hanna. And then it says, Happy Thanksgiving, Big Fatty, from the boy genius. Well, that's just lovely. And Big Fatty, why is the doorbell ringing here at the Horror Hotel? Oh, yeah, we don't have doorbells here. Oh, there's somebody at the door.
Yeah, I'll go to the door and see who it is.
Oh, okay, you check that out, okay? Okay, who is it? Oh, did I see? Oh, my gosh, it's Squeaky Kitty. Come on over here. Dear Gussie, y'all, it is Squeaky Kitty. And Squeaky Kitty, how have you been? Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, Squeaky Kitty is back, and, this is the best Thanksgiving ever, and I'm sure there are many people that are less than thankful at the return of Squeaky Kitty, but, Squeaky Kitty, we'll have to find out from you where you've been and what's been going on and all that kind of stuff, but y'all, I do have at least one more Thanksgiving call that I guess I'm just going to have to play it. You know, I wasn't expecting Squeaky Kitty to come back today, and y'all, it's thrown everything off kilter. Big Fitty, off kilter. Oh, dear Gussie. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thanksgiving. If you're in the U.S. of A, and y'all, even if you may be alone on this Thanksgiving, just know that Big Fatty is very thankful that you are a part of his life. And I'm thankful that you come back here every day. And that's what matters. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, as I do every year on Spanksgiving, y'all, that was the Vons. Yo, yo, yo. And y'all, that's a little story that she told on her little show years and years ago. But we still bring it out every year. And Vera, what is it that you're thankful for?
He didn't take a dump on our turkey.
Oh, it's always nice when no one takes a dump on the turkey.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good, gosh, and gay. Me! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.